Hello, my name is Meet Patthalapim Thitno. Today I will talk about Denmark Christiania new challenges for Copenhagen's hippie zones. Christiania was set up as a squat nearly 40 years ago by a group of enterprising hippies in a disused military barracks. The hippie communes of Christiania in Copenhagen better for decades for the legal right to run its own affairs. Now that it has won the BBC, Anna Holligans asks how will it cope with the responsibility and particularly an alarming illicit drugs market. It's not a perfect society, but one of the nice things about being here is that it doesn't have to be, says one resident who crossed himself only visitors deliver his assessment of Christiania with obvious affections. He has lived here with his tourist boys for 6 months, a recent convert to the Christiania way of life. And it is not hard to see why this Chinese enclave just south of Copenhagen city center is an attractive location for a family. Trees and plants life crave freedom, free from human interference and pesticides. It is more rarely diverse, culturally open and creatively expressive than your average Danish neighborhood. Christiania has been a squat for nearly 40 years. Ever since a group of enterprising hippies broke down the fences and set up in the disused military barracks, and after a recent government ruling, this Mosoi society is celebrating its independence and as a kind of semi-autonomous region. They call it Free House Christiania. Tourist appeal. If Christiania wants their free society to thrive, they believe they have to weed out those who are killing the VIP. As Copenhagen is second most popular tourist attraction, is it prudent in the new community council's interest to expel all those who threaten the founding principle that this land of overground bushes, life-size Buddhas and giant recyclable status was built upon, and now they have more power to do that a lot of Danes do see Christiania as a playful of crime and drugs. Vesaiske concedes he lets the negotiations with the government and hopes that in time they can use the newfound unity to deal with the drugs issue, not just locally, but on a national level too. I would like to see the discussion of legalizing marijuana taken on rather than just precious under Christiania's carpet. He says, I hope that now the power is in our hand. We can start to show him that Christiania is so much more than just somewhere to come to buy a journal.